Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Extremely local news now sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, it's Jen Sabella telling us about a place that was popular in farmers markets and around town, and now they're going to have a permanent home in Bridgeport. Jen?
Yes, good morning, Bob. Mezzi Table, you may have seen their stuff around the farmers markets. They sell Greek-inspired food boards, appetizers, tzatziki, hummus, all kinds of stuff like that. And it was a pandemic project. If you remember, a lot of people started making these food boards and selling them online. It is now a market that I am dying to go to at 3437 South Morgan Street. It's basically a year-round farmers market. It has all kinds of food, not only from these small Greek-inspired and Mediterranean appetizers, but they also have bread from local bakers, all kinds of locally made products. Everything is very Chicago. You can grab and go and grab Greek pastries, pickled onions, dips and spreads. Everything is made in-house. It looks delicious. You can also get frozen fish from local fisheries. Lots of good stuff there. If you're having a dinner party, that is the place to stop and get those appetizers.
Sounds great. Give us that address again.
3437 South Morgan Street. It's a former beauty salon in Bridgeport.
Speaking of food, talk about this Morgan Park firefighter who is quite the culinary expert, isn't he?
Yes, I was just watching some of his videos on YouTube. John Serwin, he grew up in Evergreen Park and lives in Morgan Park and is a Chicago fireman, working mostly in Inglewood. And he is the guy in the firehouse who makes all the meals for the firefighters. And he turned his passion for cooking into a YouTube show. So you can go on YouTube and you can see his recipes. He has a perfect Southside accent with a big fireman's mustache and just looks like a stereotypical Chicago guy, really nice guy. You can find his recipes for chili, smash burgers, all kinds of other stuff. He actually started at Snackville Junction, which was a place I was loved with when I was a little kid. They used to deliver food on a little train that went around in circles in Evergreen Park. So he got his start in high school making burgers there, and now is the king of the firehouse chef. So you can check out a lot of his recipes. His fellow firefighters are very thrilled to have him be the cook in the firehouse.
I bet they are. And finally, this is a good story about what's happening in Chicago's Koreatown.
Yeah, so for years, Albany Park, a stretch of Albany Park up on Lincoln Avenue and a stretch of Lawrence Avenue, was known as Seoul Drive. It was a lot of Korean restaurants used to be there. And a man named Johnny Lim, who was a graphic designer, he had a website, and he dedicated the website to a lot of local Korean businesses. But over the years, many of those businesses closed, and a lot of local Koreans moved to the suburbs. So his two kids, Dean and Tara, got interested in his website and decided to kind of start their own. So they started a Chicago Koreatown on Instagram and TikTok, and they are bringing people together. They're hosting in-person events at Korean spots in town and just uniting local Koreans and kind of making their own version of their dad's website, which is kind of now defunct and featuring, if you go check it out, actually, it looks very 2004. But it does feature a lot of different old businesses and that he did design for. They're finding huge popularity with it. There have been a few different new Korean businesses, whether they've been bakeries or restaurants popping up around the city. And you can follow them on Instagram at Chicago Koreatown to find out about their next events. But they're trying to bring Koreatown back to Chicago, maybe not in a geographical spot, but in these pop-up events.
Oh, interesting. More at blockclubchicago.org. Jen Sabella, thank you, Jen. Have a good one.